There are few built structures remaining in the community of Windhorse, Kansas, a town marked by a brown and white road sign pointing past a steep railroad track embankment over which the spire of an ornate church peaks. I'm Kathleen Holt, coming to you from my home, the historic Cimarron Hotel. What might the Immaculate Heart of Mary Catholic Church, built 1911 to 1913, have to do with burning Beethoven, you ask? Well, this small rural church on the prairie, out there by itself, instructs us, helps us understand what motivated early immigrants, what dreams and goals those who came to the prairie brought with them. Most of Windhorse's population were born in Germany. In 1878, the Cincinnati-based German Catholic Aurora Homestead Association built St. Mary's Catholic Church. It stood at the center of the settlement and was the largest of three churches with 175 parishioners. It is said that the core families who built that first church did so before barns or sometimes even homes were built, emphasizing the importance of faith in their lives. Today, the early 20th century Gothic Romanesque Revival facility with its gabled nave, fronted centrally by a tower capped with a single spire, stands as a reminder of those dreams. Although decommissioned in 1997, area residents committed to the church have preserved the structure. Elaborate and colorful stained glass windows depict scenes from the New Testament, and it is significant that the pews, the Stations of the Cross, statuary, a baptismal font, and other fixtures were installed in 1913, just before World War I. Hopes and dreams. Those early years, for those who remember our history, were years of struggle against weather, drought, economic depression, and even famine. Some stayed and some left, but the church at the center of things stood. By 1910, according to the church's successful nomination to the National Register of Historic Places, both English and German were included in the school curriculum. When the third generation, this brick church and school, were completed in 1913, they represented the stature, permanence, and success of the Windhorse settlement. That permanence, however, was damaged by the ravages of anti-German-American sentiments in World War I and later years. With volunteers encouraged and deputized to spy on German immigrants, with super patriotic organizations such as the National Security League, churches and schools like Windhorse shrank in size. In some areas, gatherings of German Americans were limited to groups less than three. Often, German American churches were singled out as agents of German imperialism. These events and policies seemed incongruent to me as I stood outside the single-spired church before a stone grotto, honoring the soldiers of the parish and the community. I invite you, on behalf of the families of Windhorse, both past and present, to visit this Cathedral of the Plains. Within these walls, I believe you will find the spirit of a people committed to God, to building new lives on the prairie, to hard work, to building hopes and dreams. Therein may lie the lessons of our past.